So Pope John Paul had the gift when it came to reaching out to young people. I mean, I certainly remember as an 11-year-old in Phoenix Park just being so touched by this man. And what was it about him that captivated the youth?
He always had, as a priest and as a bishop, an opening, especially as a priest working with university students. He used to go off on kayaking trips, and he developed a whole evangelization program of his own. So it was nothing new to him to be reaching out to young people. It's very hard to put your finger on why people, but I suppose if there's one word you want, is authenticity. He spoke and he lived what he spoke. And there was no spin, there was no trying to in any way embellish what he was saying at all. It came straight from himself, and it reflected his own personality. And I think people easily identified that. And I think that was the reason.
And what do you think his legacy to young people will be or is?
Again, he didn't mince his words. That people forget about that when he was talking to young people. He was very, very direct on the values that they should seek to have in their lives, the principles that they should seek to live their lives by, the stability of marriage, of all sexual relations. He just touched on all topics, you know. And there's no compromising in his teaching. And I think people appreciated that as well. I honestly believe that young people are more open to values than people might imagine. There's an awful lot of young people that mightn't make the headlines and anything like that. Good young people, you know, that do reflect and do think and are willing to engage and reaching out to others and that. That's reflected in all over society and all parishes and that. I think he locked onto that, and people saw in him a voice, as I said, that spoke with great authenticity and great reflecting of his own values and how he lived.
And I suppose he also gave young people World Youth Day, which has just grown out of all proportion.
Well, the World Youth Day, I suppose some of them in Rome were wondering what he was up to, you know, to be honest, you know. But not for the first time, they might have underestimated his insights, you know, and his own views. But it grew very quickly, actually, World Youth Day. But it's an extraordinary phenomenon. I've been at a few of them now, and I suspect the same will be true in Madrid. You know, it was in Australia. I mean, it's phenomenal that 250,000 young people from all over the world would end up in Australia, you know, because it's a long, long way away.
He packed a lot into his papacy, and he was very passionate about social justice or Catholic social teaching, World Day of the Sick, and he certainly gave witness in his last years. What do you think his overall legacy to the Catholic Church will be?
I think his teaching is certainly going to be part of the Church, the legacy he's given to the Church. I don't think it has come out sufficiently. Okay, it's only in recent times that people began delving into the archives that have become available in Russia and Ukraine, Belarus, Poland and that. The brutality and inhumanity of man to man that has come out now. I just read a recent book by an American historian that's drawing on the work of a lot of other historians that have called all these archives. I mean, unbelievable brutality of inhumanity that so many people bought into. We forget that it wasn't just the leaders. An awful lot of people threw their conscience out the window and just bought into this thing that everyone that wasn't part, we'd say, of the German race was somehow subhuman. So that's why that's his background. I mean, he lived through that. Maybe a quarter of the people of Poland, certainly a quarter of his priests, or more than a quarter of his priests, were murdered during the war. So the dignity of the person, touched with the hand of God, was absolutely central to all his teaching. And that flowed over into his whole teaching on the theology of the body and the dignity of the human body in marriage and in relationships and everything. That, to my mind, is something that really formed his thinking and his philosophy that he brought to his papacy in a providential way, because the discarding of conscience is nothing new, even in our day, when you come to the whole areas of life and abortion and everything like that, that how people can be involved in such a sort of practice and proclaim that it's very difficult to comprehend. Now, he found it very difficult to comprehend because of his own background.
A lot of people have said that the beatification process was fast-tracked and maybe this shouldn't have happened. Would you have a view on that?
Well, it wasn't fast-tracked in one sense. It was fast-tracked in the sense that it began immediately after his death because there was such pressure for it. Now, that's not unique, because they were trying to beatify John the 23rd at the end of the council, and Paul the 6th got in very quickly because he felt that anyone coming to be beatified by the Church, it's a statement of Church belief and authenticity and everything to beatify a person, what you're saying about his life, that there should be a full investigation of his life. That's what Cardinal Ratzinger, or as Benedict, he agreed that the delay in beginning the process should be removed, but the process had to be totally authentic, and that was done. Personally, I would fully support it, because he was a man of extraordinary depth of faith. He was a mystic, really, you know, and but he was human, of course. Everyone makes mistakes, and he could But I don't think he made too many now, to be honest. I would see him very much as a providential figure, you know. He suddenly sort of opened up the church to the world, maybe after a difficult time after the council, when Paul VI had to suffer enormously trying to bring the council, or some of the views that surfaced at the council, bringing them into the life and of the church and that. And there was a lot of division, a lot of rancour and everything like that, and priests will find it hard to find stability in their lives and all the rest of it. And suddenly a totally new man appeared on the scene, you know. But that's the way of providence, you know, that I would see it.
So of all that Pope wrote, or all that he said, all that he engaged in, is there one sort of standout area that would stay with you?
The one that was, he wrote an enormous amount, you know. And one would have to say that in his early days, his philosophical mind and Slavic mind, I mean, there were convoluted sentences he wrote in, but obviously it was very profound, some of the stuff, particularly his first encyclical, going back to what I said earlier on the human person, that was at the heart of it, reflecting the image of God. But as he got older, his encyclicals and writings became shorter and simpler. And maybe that reflected his own struggle with pain and with illness. And I think the fact that he decided that his own person and his own personal sufferings would also be an evangelization tool was something that one had to enormous respect. I saw him, met him just to say hello a few months before he died, you know, in the summer, about 8-9 months before he died, you know. And the effort he made to speak to the people in Catholic Gandolfo that day, this was in August, and the voice was very difficult and swallowing, but he sort of missed a word, but he went back and was determined to say what he was doing. So he was given an enormous witness that even the old have an enormous amount to give in the whole area of wisdom and experience and all the rest. And thanks be to God, we're learning something from it in our own country at the moment, when grannies and our grandparents, about to be careful, have come to the fore, you know, and people are appreciating, especially with the experience here in this diocese and the Brethren in Kildare as well, where so many families have moved out. The links with granny might have been living in Dublin, a place like that, have become a little bit further away, but people suddenly appreciated what they can contribute to the lives of people, and especially the lives of the young. And that was a message that he constantly tried to bring out. I think it's a very happy occasion for the church, I would have to say, you know.